Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. We are here before the beginning of Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida, at the National Association of Wheat Growers annual meeting. We've got Brent Chaney joining us here, incoming president for the National Association of Wheat Growers. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about yourself. We're up in North Dakota, but a little bit about where you're from and maybe a little bit about your operation, just some background.
Well, certainly. I am from Oregon, Klamath County. We're at the western edge of the Oregon High Desert, 4,100 feet elevation. And Bureau Reclamation Project, and at this point, the courts are in the process of probably taking all of the water for the Endangered Species Act and the Tribal Trust. So it's going to changing landscape in Klamath County, Klamath Basin. And operation consists of obviously some wheat, some barley, oats, grass for hay, alfalfa hay, and Angus cattle. Fourth generation on this farm. My son is the fifth. And so hopefully the family business will continue on.
So as incoming president of NOG here, what are some of the things you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to being a small piece in a big machine and getting the American farmer a successful farm bill. You know, we need a farm bill that hits on all cylinders. We need a good crop insurance program to remain intact. And we need a lot of the regulatory hindrances that are capping our ability to safely and effectively use chemicals. They need to be reined in. We're trying to make it an environmentally sane environment for the American farmer.
And coming into the presidency of this organization, you've had to have been involved for a while. Any big changes that you've seen during your involvement with this organization?
Changes are ever evolving, and as you get to be an officer of a national organization, it becomes not so much about what you know, but it's all about you learning the things that you don't know that you need to bring yourself up to speed on to adequately represent the growers in the industry. So, you know, there's been a pretty good learning curve, but it's been a lot of fun, a very enjoyable challenge, and I and my officer team are looking forward to a very successful year.
And, you know, you already mentioned some big priorities for Farm Bill, but a meeting like this, what does this mean for momentum going forward and getting things really accomplished?
It means that the growers are giving us their opinion and their ideas and their wants and their needs and desires for what the industry needs to make this Farm Bill happen. So it's all about listening to your membership and getting your priorities straight. And failure's not an option.
I like that. So any other big things coming up here over the next few days that you're really looking forward to? I mean, new position in leadership as well, but even outside of that, just kind of generally?
Survival's the key here. You know, you can have big expectations, but, you know, if you come out the other side standing up, maybe it's a win. You know, you don't want to set your sights too high and set yourself up for disappointment. But on a serious note, no, we are going to negotiate out a successful farm bill for the American wheat grower, which will ultimately, I hope, benefit every American farmer.
All right. Well, anything else to add before we let you go that we need to know and touch on here?
No, I think you've covered all the bases quite nicely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us again, Brent Chaney, with the incoming president for the National Association of Wheat Growers, joining us on the Red River Farm Network.